The COVID-19 crisis disrupted life for everyone, but it's a unique challenge for those battling addiction, especially if they can't get together for recovery meetings. Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson reports on new ways to fill that gap.
Shelby Pratt lives in Indianapolis and has been sober for almost 18 months. She says a big part of her recovery was attending 12-step meetings. But now, with social distancing, she and others can't go to meetings for people recovering from addiction to alcohol, narcotics, and heroin.
I knew several people, including myself, that would love to just get out and hit a meeting. You know, it's very vital. Meetings, readings, studying our AA, NA, HA books, all of that is very vital to our sobriety.
She says without meetings and resources, there's a good chance people might relapse.
You know, it's going to be hard for a lot of people. It really is, especially people that are early on in their sobriety, even people that are 25 years strong.
It's a concern shared by medical professionals. Indiana's addiction hotlines have seen an increase in calls during the coronavirus pandemic. While they normally receive 20 calls a week, they are now seeing 20 a day. Dr. Nora Volkalv is director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse. She says the coronavirus pandemic creates widespread stress, even for people who aren't infected with the virus.
Everyone in the United States and other areas of the world.
That stress can lead people to relapse, she says. So it's crucial that recovery programs adapt to the new social limitations.
One of the things that people rely on the very most is what we refer to as recovery support services or social support. So when you think about your 12-step program.
That's Brandon George. He's the director of the advocacy group Indiana Addictions Issues Coalition.
They are shutting down. The churches that host the 12-step meetings are saying, hey, you guys can't meet here anymore.
George says Indiana's recovery community is robust and there are usually more than 500 meetings every week. But most of them happen in places like church basements or community centers. Because of the stay-at-home order to help stop the spread of COVID-19, those meetings can't take place.
The reason we have that many is because that many people attend them. And so you go from that to almost nothing in a matter of a week, and that's a big change.
As the coronavirus crisis intensified, these groups adjusted the way they operate. That's how the peer-to-peer virtual recovery meetings came about. They're video conference meetings held 3 times a day, Monday through Friday. George says the meetings are facilitated by trained recovery coaches.
We thought it was really important to make sure that the state had a number of meetings that were done by people who were certified and had ethical standards, and that people could trust to send people to these meetings.
Treatment centers are also adapting during the pandemic. Mick Shinra is the director of addiction services at Valley Oaks Health in Lafayette, Indiana. He's been doing new client intakes over the phone because of the social distancing orders.
And in addictions, it's kind of tough to not see people face to face because it's that accountability with each other, having groups, individual sessions.
Indiana relaxed laws on telehealth, so it's easier for organizations like Valley Oaks to bill for intake calls and check-ins by phone. But Shinrat says it hasn't been an easy transition. Sometimes a person only wants to talk for 5 minutes, and that can't be billed.
So we make a 5-minute call, we put in a non-billable contact with that person and let them know we'll call them again at a certain time.
He says even a short call can be helpful. It shows people that the resources are available. Still, he acknowledges that without face-to-face contact, the risk of relapse increases. George says people in recovery have dealt with adversity in the past and are resilient.
They've also got into recovery that teaches them to live one day at a time, to stay in the moment, to not project about the unknowns of the future.
George says the ways the recovery community has adapted in such a short period of time gives him hope and could improve treatment in the long run. From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.